This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast. It's Tuesday. Yeah, that's what they call it, Tuesday. Real quick, I did go back and listen to the warm-up show. I think I will allude to in a few minutes that I want to go back and listen to a 2020 podcast. And I did. From April. Bizarre.
April of 2020?
Yes.
What was it?
You were talking about taking a drive to get out of your condo to take a ride through Asbury Park. And you couldn't believe how many people were out and about. And I had told you, and I remember this day too. This is nuts. I, the day prior, went to Home Depot, and everybody was masked up, and they had a line to get in. You had to wait until your time was allowed to go in. And also the terrible audio, as we were both on Comrexes. It wasn't awful. It was okay. But it's just weird. All of our subject matter was geared around the really first month of the pandemic and how fast would it get better. Who knew? We still had months and months and months, actually years to go.
Many months and a year to go.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
So that was like April 4th or something like that. I don't remember exactly. It was a Monday, though.
Is that right?
Yeah. Interesting.
I never go back and even drop the needle on one of these old podcasts.
From time to time, I like to pick a random date and just see what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And I told you, our first couple were horrible.
Sure.
Because we really tried to make it like, all right, what happened on the show today?
Ooh.
And we really sounded like two buffoons.
Two losers.
Now it's pretty good.
Now we're terrific, Jerry. You know, I'm a big complainer, Jerry. I complain about everything.
You?
Yeah, I know that's kind of my reputation. I make a lot of complaints. And I don't like to be a complainer, but I do complain a lot. I got to say one thing that I actually don't complain about and actually enjoy my commute to work.
I am with the Holland Tunnel open.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like I enjoy riding at night in the middle of the night when it's dark.
It's easy.
It's not a lot of people on the road. I can listen to great music. I could listen to a podcast.
Yep.
You could listen to a book on tape. Like that is your time.
Yeah. It's like the train time's your own time. Your commute time with our hours is our own time.
I'm not going to get a phone call on my ride to work.
Although that's happened before.
That has happened. Craig has called a couple times.
Rare, but it's happened.
Gene has called a couple times, but it's rare.
Yes.
Like I'm startled when the phone rings.
For sure.
So I'm like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I should be the only one up and about right now.
Yes, I know.
So to that end, I listened to a nice podcast this morning from, I brought this up once before. A listener had sent me this podcast. It's from the Ringer, from Bill Simmons, the Ringer.
Okay.
It's a
JJ.
It's not JJ. It's a podcast called Plain English.
Okay.
And they just break down certain things.
All right.
And within this 40 minutes or less.
Oh, perfect.
And I listened to it on 1.5 speed. So I'm like,
you're ripping through.
I'm ripping through them. But this one was interesting this morning. It was all about that that bank that collapsed.
Have not followed this story at all.
Silicon Valley Bank. Me neither. But I'm interested in that. It is a big story, and I wondered this really dumbed it down nicely.
Oh, okay.
But it also got me thinking, like, would you ever put your money in a bank you never heard of?
No.
Me neither.
In a bank I never heard of? No.
Like, you never heard of Silicon Valley Bank? Now, I know we're not in the Silicon Valley, so maybe that's why we never heard of it.
Yeah, I think actually that, in fairness, that is true. When you go into these different cities that I do with Rutgers, you see a lot of these banks that to us mean nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell is that? But it's also the community bank. But I know what you're saying.
And, you know, I listen to Dave Ramsey, the money guy that I mm-hmm. enjoy, and he's very much against the big banks, mm-hmm. right? He thinks you should use a community bank. But I would be like, I don't know why I'm nervous for.
Is it still FDIC insured for up to $500,000?
Actually, it's only up to $250,000.
Oh, I thought it was $500,000. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I guess now what they were trying to do, it also showed, they really broke down as to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like not understanding, like how does a bank just all of a sudden go out of business? And to really dumb it down, they were somebody who they gave money to startups.
Okay.
So then startups in the Silicon Valley had their whole businesses in there. And then they were using this money, instead of it sitting there, they were using the money to invest in things. Then when people wanted their money back,
they didn't have it.
Well, they have some to give back, but then when people start getting there, I guess something got people nervous about mm-hmm. this bank. Then, because they're Silicon Valley, these are all tech people. These are all people that are internet chatting all day as business owners.
Mm-hmm.
They are on Twitter. They start to put stuff out there. Now, all of a sudden, everyone wants their money
out. It's a race to get your money out.
And they don't have it.
Right. Right.
And that's really what it was. But now, so then people are saying, well, you mentioned like, oh, you're insured up to you're insured up to $250,000. But now the government's trying to say or thinking about doing where you're insured to all your money. If that bank is FDIC insured, it should be for all the money.
You would think if they can cover it.
Because I was wondering, like, how, like, if you're somebody who has $1 million in the bank,
4 different banks.
Is that how you have to do it?
I think that's how you have to do it.
What about my 401k? I can only have that in one bank.
I don't think that's the same.
No?
That's investment money.
Yeah.
That's not a savings account. That's a good question. See, I never thought 401ks, 529s, I don't think they get the backing like a savings account does where the money just sits there and just earns.
Oh, because ours could go to technically zero if we lost all of our money
sure.
in the stock.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
The only thing that can happen in a bank is that the interest rates plummet to near zero. They're never going to go in reverse. Your money should be safe. Your principal is safe. But the 401k, I don't think so.
And this bank supposedly took their money, the money that they got from people depositing into their bank, and they put their money into something that really got screwed up once interest rates went up.
Yeah.
So when the interest rates went up, their money was going down.
Oof.
Yeah. It was a little complicated. The woman he had on as a guest, she helped for sure. I felt like I got done with that podcast having learned something.
Yeah.
But it makes me nervous, though, the small banks. But then again, you could easily see, like, tomorrow you wake up and go, Citibank's out of business. You'd be like, what? But I don't know how these things happen when they happen.
Yeah, and happen quickly.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they had the big bank bailout how many years ago?
Yeah.
Because they were worried about not just the banks and business, but your money. And right. also them having to back it.
The FDIC.
Yes. That's the government backing it. Where are they getting the money from? We've got a $1 trillion deficit.
They Ooh. Also say people get mad. Like, let's say, like you and I were not banking with Silicon Valley Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we hear the government's going to bail them out, we might be pissed. Like, these big bankers. But meanwhile, bailing them out really helps the people.
The little guy.
The little guy who had their money in there didn't know they were a bunch of screw-ups.
I know people say there are 2 sides to every story. There are like 8 sides to every story. If you really dig deep and want to understand all the intricacies and
yeah.
facts of a story. It is true. But I don't know. That's why a lot of people that say really the best thing to invest in, especially if you're is property. At least you have something tangible in front of you. You
yeah.
invest in businesses. Man, are you loan business loans? That business goes out. There's nothing there. And if they can't pay it, then what? You give someone a mortgage. They can't pay the mortgage. All right, at least you can save some face, if not all of it. But I know it sucks to kick people out of their home. But at least you own the home that you can then resell and get some, if not all of your money back. You're giving out personal, you know, loans, man, good luck. And business loans that have no collateral, you're asking for it.
The other weird thing, too, like we both have mortgages.
Yeah.
you know, when you go to get a mortgage from someone, I know, like, I was, like, particularly, like, who I wanted to get a mortgage with, right?
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to go to this, and I'm going to get this mortgage. And then they turn around and sell it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you're with a bank you never heard of.
Correct.
And they have your mortgage.
Right. I remember we started with, who do we start with? Bank of America. And I thought, great. They had a great rate. It's Bank of America. Why not? So we buy our house. We make the first two payments to Bank of America. And they sold it to some no-name mom-and-pop mortgage
right.
company. I'm like, who the hell is this? Now, lucky for me in that, not that I guess it matters all that much, within 3 or 4 months of that, they sold the mortgage to M&T Bank. Great. All right, I'm good. I'm back with a big bank. That's fine. You know, they're a big Baltimore-based bank, M&T Stadium, where the Ravens play. So I'm totally fine, and we've been with them now for 6 years or 5 years, whatever it is. But those first 6 months, our mortgage was sold twice.
It's very weird.
Yeah, I agree. Very strange.
Like, I got my mortgage with Kearny Bank.
Okay.
Which, they're big down the Jersey Shore. But they sold it, like, within 3 months to Wells Fargo.
Right. They made their closing costs.
Yeah.
They made a little bit of interest the first couple of months. Done. See ya. That's a hit and get out.
I guess. It's weird. That whole money thing is always so...
seedy.
Because we don't understand it.
I don't. And I wish I did. I don't.
I try following Guy Adami from CNBC, who loves WFAN, and we love him. And
I would love
money.
To have Guy in studio for a pod, not even a show, like a podcast, where we could really talk to him for an hour. I know you did that once.
I was still confused.
I have very specific questions that I think have more basic answers.
Okay.
That
well,
I'd
we can
love
do that
to understand
again.
About. If he would, that'd be great.
I think he would. Because sometimes, like, when things are in trouble, like we have a bank collapse and... Mm-hmm. Then I'm following his tweets, Guy Adami. I know he's being snarky, but I don't know what it means.
Right, right.
Like,
right.
I'm like, I know this isn't good, happy thoughts. He's, but I don't know enough about it to even know, does this mean I should make a move? Don't
right.
make a move.
I'll give you one right now, because even G said it this morning. Bitcoin. Bitcoin hovered around 16,000 for months and months and months. And I actually thought about buying into it at 16, maybe even 18,000. I figure, is it really going to go to? I mean, if it does, it does. I'm not buying $18,000 worth.
Right,
I thought
buying a piece of it.
I thought $5,000. Okay, so if it goes up to 36, I double my money. And I'm like, you know what? I'm over this crypto stuff. All these people, I don't even know what it, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm still trying to figure out how people are buying pictures and saying that it's worth money when
NFTs.
I can reprint the same effing picture.
Yeah.
So I don't get any of that. And now it's up to 25. 25, considering it was up to 70-something at one point, with this bank information, is it going to continue to soar past? I don't know. And then you almost feel like, did you really earn anything?
Right.
But I guess if you buy, sell, and you get the money, you did. I don't know, the whole thing.
Yeah, so that Bitcoin, so I had bought it at 15.
Right.
Right. And again, I had it when it got up to like almost 75. And I was like, I'm going to sell it at 100,000. Well, came all the way back down. I finally sold it just yesterday because it got that nice little bump from this.
You held on to it as
I
it
did.
Fell all the way back?
Back to 15, and I sold it yesterday
wow.
for 24.
But so I was you like, still I made money.
Yeah. I was like, I got to get out of this because I could just see it going to zero.
Damn, dude.
I don't know.
So you were in a position to make 5 times your money.
At one point, yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
But I got greedy.
Yeah, you did. Well, no, I disagree. Because there's a difference between being greedy and setting a number in your head.
Right. You're right, I did set the number.
That to me is like gambling when you go to AC. You're up 400, but you said in your mind, if I get up 1,000, I'm done. I'm not going to be greedy and go for $3,000.
Yeah.
And you got up to 750, and oh, you're almost there, and then all of a sudden it goes the other way. That's not greedy, you just didn't hit your mark.
That's true. So I guess I could have been, in my head, greedy with my mark. To begin
maybe,
with, to set it at.
But again, I'll disagree because everybody and their brother was saying it was going to soar past 100.
They're like, Bitcoin might get to $300,000.
Yes. So to me, 100 would be like, you're selling kind of short. That was wrong.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm sick of looking at it every day.
Yep, I know.
Wondering what it's doing. And when
you become obsessed with it.
Yeah. And when this happened with that Silicon Valley Bank, I did think, I was like, either Bitcoin's going to go in the toilet or people right. are going to say, oh, we need more Bitcoin.
Sure.
And then it moved a decent amount. I was like, let me get out of this. Otherwise, I'm going to stare at it again and it's going to go back down to 15.
What was it? Was it Dogecoin? That got up to 25 cents?
Dogecoin,
yeah. I have it. Actually.
Yeah, I bought that Dogecoin when it first came out at 2 cents.
Yes, and it went to like.
I wanted that. The point I said for that was a dollar.
Yeah, no, that's 7.5 cents right now, I think. That was, I'm going to look this up real quick because that one at one point you talk about getting greedy.
Yeah.
I bought not a ton, but I bought enough Dogecoin to where are my shares here? Let's see here. So I have in Dogecoin, this goddamn thing is so slow. Jesus, it won't load. I want to say I have 5,000. Yes. So I have 5,000 Dogecoins. Whatever that means.
Whatever that is.
So right now my balance, I can't find my balance. So right now my balance is 7 cents. It doesn't show my balance. But it's something like $800 or so. It's not a lot. At one point though, I had like, I want to say $3,000 worth of Dogecoin on a nothing investment. And I was the same way. So I read somewhere it might get to 30 cents or something. I think it got to 23 maybe, something like that. I'm like, man, this thing's flying. And it hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
And sunk like a stone. Like, oh, I'm stuck with it now.
It just sucks. It seems so random.
It's volatile.
Because even regular stocks, right? So it's like,
yeah.
The one I don't understand is like Tesla. So Tesla's one where they're, it was at like $400-something. And now it's like yesterday I looked, it was at like 180.
Really?
Yeah. And these guys I follow on YouTube, they tell you when you should buy a stock, like wait till it. They've got Tesla, they think, going down to $50 at some point.
And it was a 400.
It was a 4-something, maybe before 50.
Hmm.
You know what they were saying about why the outlook for Tesla's not great? They feel like the Tesla dude himself, what's his name again?
Elon Musk,
has got a Donald Trump-like reputation where certain people just decided they don't like him.
Okay.
And no matter what he does, and then other people will fear that if they're driving a Tesla, people are going to look at them like they're an Elon Musk supporter, just like they would look at a Donald Trump supporter, and they don't want any part of that. Maybe I don't buy a Tesla.
Interesting. I see people driving Teslas. Some of them are cool looking, some of them are ugly. I'm intrigued by some of them. I don't even think of him.
I saw a cool one yesterday, a Tesla parked in my neighborhood. It had the brand new plates on it, the paper plates.
Okay.
And I looked inside as I walked past. The steering wheel wasn't a circle. It looked like
the Batman one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is badass.
You can put that in your car.
I could.
Just go buy one and have a mechanic install it for you.
Why don't I do that?
I don't know.
Imagine you walk by my car, Jerry, and I've got like a Batman steering wheel.
Yes. I mean, I know you're very busy, but why don't you just pick one of these nothing afternoons and take care of it?
When will I find the time?
Monday through Friday, anytime between 11:30 a.m. and 8 p.m.
I actually had this conversation with Gina about the perception of how much time I have.
Okay.
Versus I don't have. And this goes back to the conversation we had yesterday.
Where you boxed yourself in.
I boxed myself in. Mm-hmm. So I'll show you what, because in our heads, I have between noon and 8 p.m.
Correct.
But I'll show you where I really don't.
And I'll fight back.
Okay, yeah, because this is me boxing myself in.
Mm-hmm.
I get home at, let's say, noon.
Sure.
I walk the dog. That's about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I eat my lunch. I clean up from that. It's now 1:15. It's 1:15. Right. At 3:30, I take the dog back out.
Right.
I cook my dinner. I clean up. I do some work. I go through the sports news. I shout. Like, to me.
But you're talking about routine as opposed to what has to be done.
Yes, routine.
So this is where I would fight back.
Okay.
Especially as a single man, that if you had children, that definitely changes things. You don't. That 3:30 walk can be handled by a dog walker anytime you need. That's number one. Number two, the whole lunch thing. If you've got somewhere to go or something to do, you could stop at Chipotle and get something very healthy to eat on the run and go on your merry way and go do it. You don't have to go home and eat and clean up and take the dog for a walk. All things that can be. I'm not saying every day. I'm saying if there are things you want to do, let's say once a week you wanted a free day where you're not going home. Let's say you wanted to, I know you're not a golfer, but let's say you wanted to play golf every Tuesday. You very easily, and more than anybody else I know, could set it up to go play golf every Tuesday your mind completely free of any responsibility, and then still get home at a reasonable time and take a shower, take the dog out, do your work, and go to bed. Now, it would cost you a little bit of money for the dog walker for sure, but there's no reason you couldn't set that up every Tuesday to where you go from here to Hominy Hill Golf Course in Colts Neck. You could have lunch there, hit the golf course, be done. You could even eat dinner there if you wanted, but let's say you just wanted to get the hell home. If you had lunch there at noon, you played at 1, you'd be done at 5:30, you'd be home at 6, in plenty of time to take a shower, take the dog out, make a small dinner because it's late, and still be ready to have the eyes closed at 8:15.
Yes, because in my boxed-in world, my free time every day is 1:15 to 3:30.
Right, because of your routine.
Right, because I'm routining. I'm like, okay, at 3:30, I walk the dog. At 4 o'clock, correct, I turn the oven on and start to make my chicken. Then...
But you can alter your routine, whereas if you have a job from 9 to 5, you can't alter the routine to be home between 1 and 5.
Right.
You're not getting home before 6:30 no matter what you do. Hey, you can take a day off randomly, but you can't say every Tuesday I want to go play golf and just leave work at 10 o'clock right in the morning after being there for 2 hours.
Right.
That's the advantage that we have. And you have it more than me because I do have kid responsibilities after 2:30. But even that, I still have 3 hours of time.
Because I'll even have days like when we had to go back to the vets for my dog.
Sure.
And they were like, okay, we have an opening at 3:30. In my head, I was like, oh my God, 3:30.
I got to make dinner.
3:30 is when I start making dinner. So I'm going to be there at 3:30. Then it's 20 minutes back. I'm going to be way behind. Yeah, that's how my mind thinks.
But you need to step back, though, sometimes and be like, ruin my time of what?
Right. Like, right, what am I doing?
What is it really disrupting? It's just your mental calendar and your mental routine.
Yeah, it's so strong.
3:30 could be 4:30, no problem.
Yeah.
Would it be that big a deal if you started cooking at 4:30 and ate at 5:15?
No.
It's still 3 hours before you go to bed, plenty of time to digest. It's not like when I've had nights when I go out to dinner with my parents at 6:30 and want to lay down at 8:15, sit down with a big old, oh my God, yeah, whatever the hell's on my stomach. It's terrible.
I know. I got to try to break free of that.
Yes, you are your own worst enemy.
I'm putting myself in a prison, Jerry.
Yeah. And I actually think the more I sit there and think about it, Wednesday. If I were you, I would try to designate Wednesday Al Day. Get a dog walker just on Wednesdays. That's it. At noon, 3, find something you like. Go do it every Wednesday.
Right from here.
Yes, absolutely. Or even if you have to go home, whatever, get changed, use the bathroom. Maybe you want to eat your lunch and go out at 1 o'clock. Take your dog out. You only got to get the dog walker one time a week. Why not? Free yourself, Al. Free yourself.
Because I always also feel guilty that the dog's been in the house all day. And if I go even home now and let her out, I don't want to go anywhere else because I feel like I left her home all day.
Then get the dog walker for the 12:30 one, the 12 o'clock one, and go to the beach or something. Go do that walk you want to do by yourself. Free your mind. You know, and maybe you get home at 2 o'clock instead of whatever. Now go straight to Asbury Park. Park your car. Walk around. Read a book. I don't know. Do something fun. As reading a book is fun, but
as En Vogue, I think, said, Jerry, free your mind, the rest will follow.
Right.
Free your mind.
That's true. You need that as much as anybody I know.
Because of my own imposed,
correct,
self-imposed things.
Correct.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. That's so weird. Why does my brain do that?
I don't know. We're all different.
Brain. I got a weird brain, Jerry.
You are attached to your condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get the hell out of my house. As much as I love it.
Right,
I find
to go experience things.
Yeah, I just find sitting around watching TV is as unproductive in existence as you can have.
Yeah.
Me personally. Like, even on Sundays during football season, I feel like a piece of trash when I lay down at 8 o'clock on a Sunday. Even though I might have worked the Cowboy game, and I know I've got to watch the Giants or the Jets for work the next day, I feel like I completely wasted a day.
Yeah.
I'm good watching a game. The two of them is too much.
Yeah, two games, right.
And yet we do it.
Right. That's why it's great when one of the Giants or Jets are off.
Yes, for sure.
Or have the Monday night game. You go, oh, just one of these games, and then I can
And of course, that's, you know, those are the days in the past when Brady and the Patriots are playing Manning and the Colts at 4:15 after the Jets were on at 1.
Like, oh, right, you're like, oh, I got to watch that one.
So much for the Giants on Monday night.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday. Who knows what Aaron Rodgers will tell us tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I did say tomorrow.
You did.
You said today. I said no.
I said Wednesday after 10 a.m. So
I said today.
Okay.
And you said tomorrow after 10.
Right.
And then me and Sal get to talk about it.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday.
Yes. Hi, Jerry. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Get the discussion started. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, raining on a Tuesday, but we're full of sunshine. What's up, the Eddie Scazzeri? How are you? And I'm not happy with this guy. His name is Al Edwin Diaz Dukes. You.
What did I do?
You. I usually say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Not today. You put the bad juju on me is what you did.
How so?
You're telling me about the bad sleep with the dog.
Yeah.
And the nights are terrible. You know what I've done the last two nights? Nothing. I've stared at the ceiling until almost 1 o'clock
Why
in the
is
morning.
This?
And I'm exhausted. I don't know. I feel like you put the whammy on me.
Oh, put the whammy jammy?
The last two nights.
Put the wango tango on you, Jerry?
I've been laid down at 8:15 and at midnight, go downstairs to hopefully fall asleep for a couple of hours. And I blame you.
Well, here's another thing you're going to blame me for. I am parked on your front of your car. I mean, I am up in your business,
You're leaving
Jerry.
Before I am. I don't
I
care.
I know. That's the problem.
Here's the good news for me, or bad news for you. Perhaps someone does that to you on the front end.
Well, I'm kind of in the front end. I am really impressive, Jerry. I got myself in a parallel parking situation.
You.
But here's the problem. We're on a main road.
We are.
As many roads are in New York.
Yeah.
Getting out of there is going to be a pain in the ass.
Yes, it is. Correct. And I don't have much room behind me.
No.
Oh, by the way. Because I had to pull into so the person that was in front of me must have left.
Yes.
And you were able to sneak right in.
I did. I snuck in there, Jerry.
Not bad. Not bad.
Here's a couple things, Jerry. Number one, last night at 10:43 p.m. on the Aaron Rodgers official Twitter account, tweeted, soul.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot of people thought it was from the post-game podcast, Soul.
That's not what it was.
A lot of people thought that was Aaron Rodgers saying goodbye to the Packers.
Because
he tweeted, Soul.
No, he didn't tweet that at all.
Well, that's what people thought.
He tweeted, Soul.
Soul.
Right. That's not the same thing.
And then apparently this was Packers cornerback Rasul Douglas.
Who took his phone, apparently.
Aaron Rodgers, get a grip on your life.
Yeah.
Don't randos. I don't even heard of this guy.
In fairness, I could have done it to you yesterday as you went and got coffee and left your Twitter page open.
That's
I'm
fair.
Just saying, and I contemplated
You're right.
Posting something nice about me. And then I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do
That's
that.
That's a good point.
You leave that Twitter page open. It happens around here constantly.
Yes.
Constantly.
Oh, I come in all the time on Mondays, and somebody's Twitter's been open all weekend
all
long.
All weekend.
And I'm about to drop some nasty stuff.
It happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah. So, but this guy made it seem like he had Aaron Rodgers' phone.
Yeah, that's where the story goes.
Aaron Rodgers, what are you doing?
Like, where is he?
Right.
I mean this, too. If I'm the Jets, I move on. It's time to have some self-respect now.
This is what I thought just today, Jerry. I just tweeted out, too. There's a great there's a great clip from the TV series Arrested Development where
the one of the guys that's trying to call the bluff of the other guy. But that's what I do.
Yeah.
I go, by the way, Aaron.
We're out.
This is off. You have till 3 today.
That's fair.
Take this off the table. Because you know what?
You got to move on.
And guess what? You got nowhere to go either now. Now I hold the cards.
It sure seems like it. Unless they're going to try and, you know, somehow get in on Lamar Jackson, meaning the Packers. But they've got Jordan Love. Like,
no, they don't want him, clearly. They don't want him.
I know they
and
don't.
No
they,
one
the,
else is
the president
interested.
Basically yes. said it, and we played the clip the other day.
And no one else is interested, Aaron. So if I'm the Jets, I lowball him.
It's that no one else is interested. It's also that the Packers have said they will not trade him to an NFC team. Now the one team that he could end up with would be Tennessee. So it's not like he doesn't have any options. He's building a home in Nashville, according to many reports. The Titans did surface as a possible destination about a month ago. That is possible. But if I'm the Jets, I either, as Brandon would say, pivot to Lamar
pivot
Jackson.
Time.
To Lamar Jackson. I pivot to, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Ryan Tannehill for a year or two to figure things out. But I can't, this is enough. Because if he holds you like this for another day or two, like, what are you doing?
Well, here's the other, if that is
indeed. And then says no.
If that is indeed happening, then you're right. Today we put a deadline.
I agree. I like that idea.
But there's also a very good possibility. This is all a done deal and no one can say anything yet. And because they're figuring things out, like Aaron knows he's already agreed to the Jets. The Jets know he's coming. And it's
in this day and age, Al, for that to come out, for that not to come out,
yeah.
I don't know about that. I get the point. And if it was just a quarterback in one team, maybe. You got two teams involved, media all over the place. I'm watching ESPN yesterday. Adam Schefter can't even be on set because he's in the corner of the room on his phone, which looks ridiculous, by the way.
Jerry, there's media all deep in this.
Yes, of course. You're going to tell me that someone in that organization, now Trey Wingo said, did report, and Boomer's been saying for weeks and weeks that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets. So it's not like this is.
Boomer's been 100% confident for. Yes. 2 weeks solid.
So we're just waiting for confirmation that
right.
when it happens. Not if, according to Boomer. I mean, he thinks it's happening. Trey Wingo at least came out and said it's a done deal, and then nothing happened all day and all night. And here I woke up, went to the phone. I'm like, yes. All right, is Aaron Rodgers a Jet?
Yep.
Nothing. Like, oh, God, here we go. Another day of this crap.
Yeah. Another day.
I've had enough.
Me too.
Move on.
I had on Carton and Robert yesterday while I was cooking my dinner. They had nothing. Nothing.
No, there was nothing going on.
Nothing
Mike
going
White
on.
To the Dolphins. That's what they had.
That upset me. I figured it would.
You're
really
a Mike White guy.
Me. I love Mike White.
I know you do.
It really bugged me.
So it's great. So the Dolphins now have two of the most brutal quarterbacks in the league. So when one gets hurt, the other can step in and get hurt. Hopefully the other one will be back by the time the other one is injured.
Also, I found this humor. So WFAN tweeted out a picture of Mike White with angel wings. Okay. They put angel wings on Mike White, and it was like...
The FAN account?
The FAN account did, Jerry.
Who runs that?
That's Izzo and...
Chichester?
No.
Kaplan.
One of those two did it. They put angel wings on Mike White. They put it out there, like, good luck to Mike White.
Well, he went to the Dolphins.
Can I tell you, Jerry, it has 2.7 million clicks.
Really?
Yeah, because people were furious,
huh.
Acting like we acted like he died. People got so angry about it that it was so over the top silly that it went crazy yesterday.
2.7 million?
Yeah, 2.7 million. That's what I checked this morning.
I didn't even see this.
Sure, you got to get on the Twitter. It's awesome.
Well, you know what? That is my problem. I don't really look at it after I leave here until I wake up to see about if there's any news. Oh.
So everyone kept writing, too. You got to look at the responses. But when something has 2.7 million
that's a lot
views,
of responses.
That's a lot of responses.
Yeah. You got to sift through a lot of crap.
It was mostly people thinking we went a little over the top.
I guess so, if you're making him look like he's dead.
Yeah, let me see what they... I want to get the correct wording.
That's pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, very impressive. So, good news for the WFAN social media accounts. Passed our mark.
Do we monetize that?
That I don't know.
Oh.
It says, the end of an era in New York. Thank you, Mike White, with prayer hands. And then he is got angel wings and a halo over his head.
How bizarre. Of all things to get that many views. So what is the official number?
2.7 million.
It is 2.7.
Yeah. All right. Yep. 2.7 million.
Well, you know what? He's going to be in Miami. God bless him.
2.7 million.
That sounds awesome.
You know what's so funny, though? Out of 2.7 million views, Jerry.
Yeah.
It only has 2,000 likes.
Yeah. See, that seems phony to me then.
Right.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
2,000 out of 2.7 million?
Yep.
Come on. Yeah, something's wrong with that.
People very.
That sounds like a bot fest.
You think a bunch of Russian bots are over there?
That doesn't seem real.
It is strange.
You think?
It is strange.
Yeah.
But right, well, thank you, Mike White. Here's what I hope, Jerry. And I'm a Jet fan. I'm rooting for the Jets. I hope Mike White beats them twice a year as a Dolphin.
Oh, shut up.
Just because it annoys me.
You can't be a Jet fan and say that.
We have a homegrown talent like Mike White, and we let him go. Let him go.
Stay healthy.
I know, but it's what I'm saying.
He had imagine to make a decision.
Imagine if he could beat the Jets twice a year.
He's not going to play twice a year. He had every opportunity here, and every time he went out there, he got banged up and injured. I'm not saying he's not a tough kid. He is.
Yeah.
But what do we say about Eli Manning? Played every week.
Tough.
Every single week he was out there.
I blame them.
We got Mike White.
That's right.
Let's party.
South Beach.
Eddie, I hope you get yourself a Mike White Dolphin jersey and wear it on Mondays. Let's go. Mike White.
Eddie's
time.
Been wearing the same Dan Marino jersey for 27 years.
Yeah,
you want him to switch up
correct.
For an injury-prone backup quarterback?
RQB Mike White's on fire. RQB Mike White's on fire.
No, he's not.
He's going to set this league on fire.
True. When did you record this?
Probably when he won that one game right. for the Jets.
How's he done since?
Not great.
Really lit the world on fire, didn't
November
he?
1st, 2021.
Ha!
I blame that jerk.
2021.
I blame that jerk on the Bills who just came in and just.
Hey, he clobbered him.
Cut him right in half.
Yeah, he
didn't
did.
Seem right.
Very
that doesn't
physical,
seem right.
legal tackle.
Very
That's
physical.
What happens when you've got brittle bones.
He was brittle.
I know he was.
Man.
Feel bad for him.
I thought he was putting on a flak jacket, Jerry, and he was going to be able to.
Well, he did in Seattle. How'd that work out?
Not great.
No, it did not work out great. It worked out quite terribly, actually.
Well, that just stinks,
he was
Jerry.
Fluttering passes all over the place.
Yeah.
I know. It was bad. Feel bad. I genuinely feel for the kid. But now he's in Miami. I don't feel for him anymore.
Yeah.
Now I wish I was him.
Me too. He got a, what did he get? A 2-year deal,
$16 million.
Yeah, but is that real? I don't.
I have
no longer.
No idea.
I'm no longer being bothered by NFL money because it doesn't mean
no,
anything.
No, you need to know what the guarantee is.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it. You know what the guarantee is, and you're golden. Like some of these contracts, you see $120 million. You know, some of the guarantees are big. Like there was one yesterday that was $84 million and 60 was guaranteed. That's pretty
that's,
close to accurate
that's
then.
That's nice.
Right. And if you play well, you're probably going to see every bit of the $84 million. When you see $75 million and $30 million guaranteed, that's a fake contract. That just looks nice.
That's fake news said.
Yes.
Is what that is.
So I would be curious what the Dolphins guaranteed him. How about this? You don't break your ribs, we'll pay you.
He guaranteed them, Jerry, a championship.
Where? When? What kind of?
This season. Super Bowl.
Maybe a flag football championship
imagine,
in the summer.
Jerry, imagine Mike White and what do they call their fast Tyreek Hill? What is his name again?
The cheetah.
Mike White and the cheetah, Jerry? That's going to be an unstoppable combination.
He's not playing. I know what you're thinking. Tom Brady might be the quarterback in Miami before he sees the field.
Imagine Mike White, shotgun formation, Jerry. Gets the ball. And at this point, Jerry, he's learned to get rid of it fast.
Oh, yeah.
Now
yes.
that he's got Tyreek Hill.
From who? Tua, who's the king of the concussion?
But, Jerry, you got to understand, he's got Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's already in the pattern where he's supposed to be. At the second step of the two-step drop, boom, ball's out. Guy's not getting hit all year. And we're sitting over here with old man Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm just wondering, then, why did Tua get hit constantly?
That I can't explain.
I was just wondering. Okay.
Rookie mistakes.
Rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
Was it Jordan Poyer that clobbered him? Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
I don't know that it was.
It sounds right.
I think he'll still be in Buffalo. Will he not be?
Well.
I know he was talking about the podcast. I guess he could leave. But
yeah.
If he stays... Beware, Mike White. He's coming for you.
All right. It's the same division.
Yes. Twice a year, assuming that Poyer's still there.
Twice a year and twice on Sunday, Jerry.
Although Poyer could join the Dolphins. Remember, he was talking about taxes? Remember? That was
yes,
him on his podcast.
Yes, he wants to go somewhere. And he wanted to see where the sun.
And warm weather. Yes. So maybe Poyer teams up with Mike White and Tua, and they become a powerhouse.
Hmm.
And then you can wear your Dolphin stuff proudly, you fake fan.
Looks like I'm going to have to start rooting for the Dolphins, especially if the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers.
They might not.
I think it's a done deal. I think what Trey Wingo says, I think what Mr. Boomer Esiason says, I think we're all being, like right now in Florham Park, they're all having a good chuckle thinking Aaron Rodgers is screwing them over.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right, because I saw Jimmy Garoppolo go off the board yesterday. He was probably going to the Raiders anyway because of Josh McDaniels.
The Raiders.
But, you know, there were links to him coming here potentially
yeah.
if Aaron Rodgers didn't want to be here. He's gone. Like, that's it. Now the Jets could pivot and try and make a move for Lamar Jackson.
Pivot
but
time.
I don't see that happening because he wants too much guaranteed money.
How about this
for a guy
also,
who doesn't stay healthy?
How about this also for the Jets? Not only does Jimmy Garoppolo go off the board, there's no bringing Sam Darnold back. He went to the Niners.
No one cares. No one cares.
To rebuzz his career.
Rebuzz his career? Is that a word? Rebuzz
it
his
is
career?
Now. He's going to rebuzz his career.
Okay.
We got Mike White.
No, you don't. Miami has Mike White.
Party.
Yeah. The Niners had a good day yesterday.
I do predict pain. I predict that the Aaron Rodgers situation will get done tomorrow.
Okay, I say today after 12.
I say tomorrow after 10 a.m. because Boomer and Gio are off Thursday, Friday.
I think we'd do this another day.
Yeah, another day.
I mean, it's enough.
Another day. And
does
right
he
now,
go on with McAfee today?
No.
He doesn't?
No.
Why not?
Build intrigue.
What intrigue? We have an intrigue for 5 months.
It'd be great, though, if he's on McAfee. Then Woody Johnson calls in and he goes, I'm going to pull this offer in. 3 o'clock.
He's not doing
That's
that.
That's my Woody yet.
Woody Johnson would know how to get a hold of Pat McAfee if he really tried. Come on now. There's no way. Although it would be fun to see. This I would say. It would be fun and torturous if he went on with McAfee and committed to nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. If he goes on, he's committing to nothing. That's why I think he doesn't come on. Because he doesn't have anything to report. And he doesn't want to be looked at as a douche.
Well, he's already looked at that,
oh.
And there's really not much we can do beyond that. But so I didn't even know about this kid. You see, the Giants got Okereke. Have you seen how people have pronounced this kid's name?
Where did he come from?
The Colts.
Okay. No, what is? How do you pronounce it properly?
Well, I went and watched 3 or 4 videos from CBS and Fox from this season.
Okay.
Okereke is how all
Okereke.
The... Okereke.
Okereke.
Yes, that's how all the announcers call them. I imagine they had great pronunciation guides, probably talked to them. Okay, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
I have heard Okereke.
I like that one.
Okereke. It's really funny, like, listening to all the announcers not know who he is, but that's who they got.
The way you say it, it's almost like you're saying carrot cake.
Okereke.
I'll have a slice of Okereke.
That actually would, if you went to, so you go to the restaurant every Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
You should, for Poops and Giggles, and record it, order for dessert Okereke and see if they bring you carrot cake.
I'll have a slice of Okereke.
It does sound like
100% I'd get carrot cake.
As long as it's on the menu.
Yeah. You got to go to a diner. Diners always have carrot cake on the menu.
Diners have everything on the menu.
Yeah, how is that?
I always find the diner menu overwhelming.
Yes.
There's too much stuff, and something's got to be going bad in the back.
I would love to see the kitchen of a diner.
I don't think you would.
It's got to be a lot going on back there.
I don't know if you'd ever go back there. There's no way.
Yeah.
You go to the diner. We're at 8 p.m. You can get anything from a steak and baked potato to pancakes and hash browns.
My friend one time in high school we went and he ordered fried shrimp. We were like, fried shrimp?
Oh, yeah, yay.
And Kayla had all like freezer burn on it. It's been sitting back there forever.
I'm always concerned ordering fish when I'm not near the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm sure it doesn't matter. Can't do it. Doesn't work for me.
Even though the fish we're getting near the ocean isn't coming from the ocean.
Probably from, right, hundreds of thousands. Who knows from where
it's coming from. Even though we have the ocean right there, we're probably still importing our fish from, like, Vietnam.
Just seems like it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't. Seems like that. All right, 519, running a bit late here. Quick break, Boomer and Gio at the top to discuss everything in the world of sports, including that guy, Aaron Rodgers, on the Fan. Oh, I got something for you. 526. Nice to have you with us. I got the dancing bear, Al Dukes. We go to 5. Well, no, we started at 5. We go to 6, and then we got the dancing Boomer and the dancing Geo. You know, we do this every baseball season when we have these combined no-hitters. Yes. I want to know where you stand on this one.
All right.
Did you see the perfect game that was thrown yesterday?
I saw it had to do in the World Baseball Classic.
Correct.
I didn't look at any of the details.
A couple of things here. Number one, Edwin Diaz was part of this.
What team was this?
Puerto Rico.
Okay.
They throw a combined perfect game. Mm-hmm. You're going to love this. So a couple of things here. They beat, all you ready to get, Israel 10-0. Who, by the way, you know who's on the Israel team? The Israeli team?
Who?
Jay Horowitz's grandson.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet by Jay Horowitz.
Isn't that cool?
His son had a hit. Grandson.
He was 0-2 in this game because it was a perfect game. Combined, however, Edwin Diaz threw the 7th inning, I believe. Are you okay with it still so far? It is
so
a perfect game. You would accept it so far.
Because it's a perfect game, sure.
What if I told you it was an 8-inning perfect game because of the mercy rule?
No. Done. Sorry. You need 9 innings. I don't like combined things anyway.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
But a combined no-hitter, I have no interest in.
I know.
Perfect game, I'm interested.
Except they didn't go 9 innings.
And I saw, I read just the headlines.
Shocking.
That's not in there. That wasn't on the headline.
So I'm looking at the box score, and I'm like, wait, why is this not adding up? I'm like, 8 innings? And then Sal goes, yeah, I guess they have a mercy rule. I'm like, isn't this pro baseball? Mercy rule? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
all right, so you're out for that.
I'm out for that. I was all in until you got to that 9th inning.
I think Edwin Diaz pitched the 7th, I believe. I don't know why he wouldn't have been the closer in the 8th. Maybe he is the closer in a close game, and they just put him out there for an inning. I have no idea. I didn't see it.
Maybe they're worried about that mercy rule and that he wouldn't get out there.
Oh, my God. A mercy rule.
Huh.
If, in fact, Sal was right. But it has to be. Was there a time limit? It's 8 innings.
Unless it was either mercy ruled or weather related.
I think that was at Chase Field, wasn't it?
Oh, probably. What, they got a roof over there, Jerry?
You were there, yes. You know
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
I was there.
They got the pool and the roof.
Yes, I was there, Jerry. I was at that bar. Burgers and Beers is the name of the bar or something like that.
I was not allowed in.
Have a burger or a beer.
Or my son was not
allowed in. Well, you were allowed in. Yeah, your son
was
allowed in.
My son was not allowed in. Yes, correct.
Although, it's interesting because your son wasn't allowed in. We were there for the Maggie and Perloff, and yet they served children's food. At this party. Chicken fingers.
Jay, everybody loves chicken fingers.
That's true. I do love
it. Who doesn't love a chicken finger?
A couple of baseball notes, Jerry, since we're on that.
Yeah.
I see the Mets are shutting down Jose Quintana.
Yes. Well, there were conflicting reports about this yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because
they said that decision hasn't been made, I thought.
Oh.
After the report came out.
I have never seen a report with so specific an injury listed, Jerry, as we got yesterday.
Right.
I wrote it down so as not to screw it up. Stress fracture on the 5th rib on his left side. That is specific.
That is pretty specific, yes.
That's not even just like stress
you can say
stress
it. Say it.
Fracture on his rib or stress fracture on the left side. They're like, stress fracture on the 5th rib on the left side. Do you think they start number 1 rib is the top or the bottom?
I'm going to say they go from the bottom up.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking opposite. I think they go top to bottom.
And then this way, they can really isolate the rib.
Yeah.
How many ribs do you have?
Work the
on
rib.
Each side. And you know what's funny? I've got a million scans now from my Princeton longevity visit, which you will have today. I can count my ribs. I actually think I have them in my email. How many ribs do you think we have?
It's a good question, Jerry.
Google it.
I could say combined, you got a dozen ribs.
So 6? So you think it's either the lower rib or the top rib?
Yeah. Jerry, I think you have a set. I think you've got a dozen St. Louis ribs right in your...
This is stupid.
I'm going to ask a dumb question here.
Okay.
The rib bone...
Connected to the...
when I look at a skeleton... Right? And I see the rib cage.
Yes.
Are those bones the ribs bones, or is that a cage?
Please stop talking now. Because I don't know.
24, by the way.
I was going to say 16. You got it before I pulled up my scans, dude.
2 dozen ribs, Jerry.
Oh, man.
Jerry, you've got a dozen St. Louis ribs and a dozen Kansas City ribs in that chest of yours.
You know what's mean about this?
What?
So I'm looking at the scans that she sent me.
Yeah.
So I got all my information, and which is great. She said she was sending all the scans.
Mm-hmm.
The only one she sent me was the one of my visceral fat.
She's like, maybe if I send this separate, he'll really lock in on this visceral fat.
Oh, my
stand.
God. But I wanted the rib one.
Ribs.
I wanted ribs.
I would never have guessed 24 ribs. No shot.
Oh, that sucks.
When I guessed 12 ribs, I thought I was being somewhat hilarious in overestimating the ribs.
What do you get when you go to the restaurant? 6 ribs?
I think you get a full rack of ribs. 24?
Boy, that's the human rib. What kind of ribs do we get? I don't even know.
We get pork. You can get pork ribs, Jerry. You could get beef ribs.
Rib.
Yeah, pigs or beef.
Pig rib.
Well, it is 12 pair, Al.
12 pair of ribs. Okay.
How many? A full rack of pig ribs is how many?
No idea.
Just Jerry, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
How many ribs are included in your baby back ribs? I broke my baby back. What the hell's a baby back rib? What's a regular rib?
You get 11 to 13 individual ribs.
Ribs.
A rack of baby back is a...
How much for one rib?
You like 3 inches or do you want more than that?
More.
So it says it can be between 3 and 6 inches.
Ribs?
Yes. What do you think I'm talking about?
We never solved the question, though. Eddie, the rib cage. When I see on a skeleton a rib cage, is that a rib or is that a cage that goes around the rib?
It's the whole thing.
So when somebody breaks a rib, are they breaking one of those bones we see in the skeleton?
Yes.
Wow. Didn't you break a rib, Jerry?
I did, yes, playing football. I did.
And it just
I fractured
mends
a rib.
Itself?
Yeah, and it was tough to breathe for like about a week.
Yeah.
Every deep breaths were brutal. And then just, you know, breathing naturally was painful, but was bearable. When you had, you know, some every now and then, you got to take that deep breath.
Yeah.
Oof. That would be, you'd see stars.
Yeah, I also had a rib injury when, after boxing another producer at Ron and Fez show.
Yeah, that's
this is what
smart.
We were doing.
Yeah, well, it was fun. I'm sure it was fun, no?
Back then, like, now you're not allowed to eat peanut butter on the air. Back then, we had sanctioned events where we were fighting each other.
Oh, I know. I remember. I remember the Fear at the Pier.
Who was that, Bernie
Sid and
versus
Bernie.
Sid?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, everyone got in on the boxing thing for a while. Stuttering John boxed somebody.
No, oh, that sounds fun.
Everyone was just ripping the Ron and Fez off.
Where's he at these days?
Stuttering John?
Is he still around, like, as a comedian?
Well, yes, he is.
Okay.
He's people don't seem to like him anymore. He just podcasts about how terrible Howard Stern is as a
person. Is that true?
That's what it appears to be.
Now, would a podcast like that be popular?
I don't know. It's a good question.
All right.
Good question, Jerry.
I thought you would know that.
I do not know that.
Okay. Boy, this was a dumb segment, huh?
Not really. We're really breaking down Jose Quintana.
Oh, is that where this
yeah,
began?
Because he has a stress fracture on the fifth rib. I'd be like
we were
this
talking
if
about
I
were, the Outback.
I'd be like this if I was the doctors. You got.
Don't do this. Don't do this. Do not say you've got another 23 ribs, you'll be fine.
Get it together.
Stop it. Who's the kid on the Niners you guys were killing? Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
Well, how's that worked out? I don't think he's had surgery yet because the inflammation hasn't gone down. And it's, you know, it's March.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You got 23 other ribs. Your ass is 23 other ribs.
Man, I had no way I could count my ribs.
Well, why don't you try? You ain't got much flesh around them these days. It shouldn't be that hard.
Right. There's no way I've got 12 ribs on each side.
Sure you do.
No chance.
Yeah, you probably do. Why don't you ask a doctor today? Doctor?
Doctor, I'm noticing I have... I was on the radio this morning, and I realized we have... Jerry, one of your other patients, I'm going to see if they'll break protocol and give me your information.
You try it. She was great. There's no way she will. There's no way she will.
I have my friend Jerry, who was here at Princeton Longevity Center. Let's bring up his...
bring up my visceral fat.
Can we see Jerry's visceral fat scans?
And she's going to get, yeah, 5 times what you have.
You know what's going to be weird? I'm going to have visceral fat.
But not much. You will not have much. There's no... Look at you.
No, I know, but there's...
You're withering away.
In certain areas. In other areas, I got fat. Chubs. I was going to say chubs.
What did you just say?
Chubby fat.
Yeah, I thought I heard it too.
No, I was saying.
I know what you might have meant.
Chubby fat.
I know what I think I heard. We're
going
to take a break,
Jerry.
And I'm going to go listen to that and see if that should have been dumped, even though you misspoke. And then we're going to come back and actually get back to Jose Quintana because I don't know how we got to the Outback.
No, we're done with him.
We're done with that?
When we get back, I have 2 other baseball notes, both involving Japan.
Not 8-inning perfect game.
Not an 8-inning perfect game.
two baseball notes, both separate but involving Japan.
All right, so here's a tease I never thought I would say because we are a Major League Baseball town.
Yes.
Japanese baseball when we come back.
On the other side, we will not talk hockey, but we will talk Japanese baseball.
No, there's no hockey to talk about. No one played last night. Coming right back, Oliver. All right, 5:45. It is, what is today, Wednesday? Tuesday. Sorry.
It's hey, two for Tuesday, Jerry.
Is he still doing the show, by the way?
Sammy Hagar.
He's got that show on, what's that channel I like? Oh, come on. I always tell you about it.
You do.
And I forget.
Axis TV?
Yes. He's got that show there where he basically walks around with, like, star rockers.
I see this stuff on YouTube. I don't know if it's new or
I feel like the pandemic. You know who else had a good show? That was a show, had a good interview show. Believe it or not, it was Dan Rather. Was Dan Rather?
Yeah.
Yes.
On Axis TV as well.
But after the pandemic, I don't think it came back. Yeah. And Dan I don't Rather. Know if Sammy Hagar came back with his show. I'm not really sure.
I think Sammy Hagar and Dan Rather are doing
a show together.
Yeah, a show together about rock and roll news, Jerry.
I think they actually did believe it. I think he was a guest on Rather's
probably
show.
Probably in order to cross promote on the Axis TV platform.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to check that. I'm pretty sure.
I have two notes, Jerry, from Japanese baseball. The first one, Trevor Bauer is going to go pitch in Japan, I was reading.
Right.
How about that?
Okay, enjoy Japan. I mean, what do I tell you?
That's got to be weird.
Yes.
Like, now, do you go live in Japan?
No, Al, you commute from Los Angeles.
Jerry, he can't commute. That's a long commute.
Do you live in Japan? Where do you want him to live?
I don't know. That's so culture shocking.
Yeah, did you see the movie with Tom Selleck? I know it's a movie.
I didn't see that.
But I think a pretty good idea of what it would be like for an American that doesn't speak Japanese to go play there.
And Trevor Bauer, you don't think needs the money, right? Didn't he sign a big deal and got guaranteed money, or did they take that back?
No, I think because I'd have to check that. My guess is that money was pulled back because of the reason for
he does need the money.
Let me check.
He just wants to go pitch.
And he's probably also spent a fortune on legal fees.
Do you think he will be booed in Japan, Jerry, or will they not even care either way that Trevor Bauer is
pitching? That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, do they love Americans that come over and pitch, or do they dislike them?
I think
they
like guys that perform well. That's what I think.
What if you have a shady past?
So he was due to make $28 million last year. In 2021. I don't know if he got that. I really don't. Last year he was supposed to make $3 million, according to this. Spot track?
I think it's spot track.
Even though there's only one T?
Yeah, spot track.
So the T is a double T?
Double T.
Spot track?
Spot track.
Not spot rack.
Nope.
Spot track. I think it's spot track.
You're going spot track?
Spot track. Yes. Yeah. So he's made, again, I don't know what he got and what he didn't, but according to spot track, $70 million. I don't know.
All right.
I really don't
know. So he's going over there to pitch.
Yeah.
He's going to, I think Japan's one of those places where just monkeys are running around, like legitimate monkeys.
Maybe.
There are, because I know Tom Green went over to Japan at one point to shoot a special, and there were just monkeys everywhere.
Okay.
I don't think in Tokyo there's monkeys running around, because it's a big city. But Trevor Bauer, I hope he's not afraid of monkeys, because you go to pitch in Japan, you're going to run into some monkeys. Yep, there they are.
The suspension caused him and saved the Dodgers $38 million.
And they will steal your food.
I don't know how much he
got. The monkeys.
Yes. Yeah, and you never saw the movie with Tom Selleck?
No. I'm aware it exists, but I did not see it.
It's interesting from the standpoint of arriving there. No one speaks. I shouldn't say no one, because some people probably do speak English. But everything's in Japanese, obviously. Everything looks somewhat familiar because it looks like a big city, except that it's completely unfamiliar.
Yeah.
You don't know anyone. You're pretty much stuck in your condo. It's weird.
All you could do is look for logos. Be like, that's the Golden Arches. I'll go get McDonald's.
But even at McDonald's, I think the menu's different in Japan. Yeah. I don't think it's the same as it is here. And plus, what do you do? Just order I'll take a... Put the finger up.
Are you giving us the finger, sir?
No. I want the one.
The
number one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would be doing a lot of pointing.
I would think it's got to be, eye-opening for sure, but it's got to shake you a little bit.
Or you just train one of those wild monkeys running around, have the monkey help you out.
You and these wild. When I tell you, when you latch onto something, you clamp down with the jaws of life.
This idea that, like, here in America, in our cities, like, you'll see squirrels running around. And imagine replacing squirrels or pigeons with monkeys. That's what's going on in some
countries. If that's how you grew up, why would it be any different?
It's just weird.
Like, in some places, don't they eat cats?
That I'm not sure.
Eddie?
Yes.
Right. So here, we have cats, and they're the lovable, adorable things. They run around. I actually always think about this, too. Like, did you watch 60 Minutes by any chance on Sunday night?
No.
So 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. This would have been right up your alley. You might want to Google this and watch it on YouTube, Eddie. It's about the evolution of the dog from the wolves.
Oh, is that right?
Very interesting. And it's worth the 10-minute piece that it was. And I sit there and wonder, like, who decided which animals you were going to let into your house and who made the mistakes of allowing the wrong ones in and got eaten?
Yeah.
You know, these were trial and error along the way.
These we will have in our homes and pet them. These we will make our food.
Correct. Or these will attack us.
Yes.
It's pretty nuts, actually. And there they found that monkeys were nice, I guess.
How about that?
How about that?
My second Japanese baseball note, Jerry.
Oh, that's right. There were two.
In the World Series Baseball Classic World League.
The what? What did you just call it?
The World Baseball
Classic.
No, that's
not what you said. You called it the World Series Baseball World League.
Uh-huh, which all of our major league players
okay.
are involved
in. The World Baseball Classic,
the World
WBC.
Baseball Classic. Oh, got it. WBC. In a game over the weekend.
How's that fat working out for you?
In a game over the weekend, Jerry. Japanese.
Certain areas. In other areas, I got fat. Chubs. I was going to say chubs.
What did you just say?
Chubby fat.
Not what you just said.
During one of these games, Jerry, Japanese pitcher Roki Sasaki.
That's the best pronunciation you've had in years.
I've nailed it. I think I nailed it.
I think you did too.
He beamed Czech Republic outfielder William Escala with a 101-mile-per-hour pitch. Not on purpose.
No, it was obvious it was not on purpose.
But he apologized by bringing this fella.
Did the Mets sign this guy?
The guy that got hit?
Yes.
He did bring him, as an apology, two gigantic bags of Japanese candy.
Great.
That's so nice.
That is very nice.
That's really nice.
That's really surprising.
That's really nice. Who beamed us Starling Marte the other day?
I don't remember. The guy on the Rays. I don't remember.
That guy on the Rays was in some Kit Kats.
Which would make you feel better.
Right.
I agree.
Like, hey, sorry for beaning you with a 101-mile-per-hour fastball. Here's Japanese candy, because they have unique candy there.
You know what would be a twisted way to do it?
What?
And kind of needle them, give them the Reese's. Sorry, not sorry.
What does that mean?
That's their slogan.
They're sorry, not sorry?
Yeah. Don't I have that right? How do you not know that? Sorry, not sorry.
From Reese's.
I think Reese's is their ad campaign. You don't know that?
I don't know that one.
Here we go. Yeah, here it comes up. Sorry, not sorry, Reese's.
Oh.
How do you...
I'm unaware.
I tell you, with this, not watching television anymore.
I don't have cable,
Jerry.
You see
nothing.
I don't get anything.
I know. But that was, I think that was even a Super Bowl commercial. Oh, you probably didn't watch that either.
I watched the Super Bowl.
What, on repeat the next morning?
No, I watched
it. With the NFL package highlights?
I watched the first half live.
I would think that
I was looking live.
You know, maybe it wasn't a Super Bowl commercial. I'm not sure. But that was a big ad campaign of theirs, as I'm looking, in 2018 and 19,
sorry,
when you still
sorry.
Were like a normal human being,
okay.
And you had normal television.
Well, that's nice, then. If you beam me with a fastball, give me a sorry, not sorry.
No, but that's Reese's. What I'm saying. That's kind of like you're doing the nice thing by giving them the candy. It's a nice gesture, but you're needling them. Sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry.
Things happen.
Next time you're in the box again, I'll probably bean you with another.
Especially if you're wearing blue and orange.
And I'll give you some Reese's Pieces, and we'll be even.
Yeah, that's got to be, I would think, across the board how they handle those things in Japan. But I don't know. I don't watch it enough to know. Remember when we were watching the Korean baseball during the pandemic?
Yes, Korean baseball.
On Twitter.
Yes.
And it was actually a thing.
Korean Twitter baseball.
I actually had an idea yesterday, which I might do today. I wanted to go pull one of our podcasts from April of 2020 to see how horrendous it was.
See how bad it was.
Yes.
Horrendous.
I mean, what did we talk about?
Horrendous.
Oh, my God.
Did you see John Morant, Jerry? He's entered a counseling program in Florida.
Yes, and I would like to... We need to do something, too, as okay.
men.
Can we stop calling these things lap dances? Did you see the photo?
I did.
I mean, lap dance or a lap hump.
That was a grind.
I mean, give me a break.
She was grinding on him.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There are certain places where it is indeed a lap dance, where the girl is just dancing in front of you.
Which one of 8,000 is that one?
When I was living down in Florida, though, Jerry, they were the grinding kind. The kind that John Moran got.
Hence why you kept going back saying you lost your wallet.
My wallet's gone. It's back here somewhere. Maybe I'll get a dance while I'm back here.
Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you Boomer and Gio. Right now, Amy Lawrence on Jimmy G.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We do not have much time left. We got Boomer and Gio standing by. Gio standing by. Boomer will be here. Go. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Jerry, the Eight Power seconds. Slap League, it is not coming back to TBS. If you want to see dudes...
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.